Well, Algernon, talking about the world of business in southern New Mexico, I'm always excited when there's new business coming into the community because that means it's new tax revenue. That means that there is new hires coming in and the potential to see our city grow.
Right, and also people having that opportunity to create something and to live on their own terms. It's a difficult thing to pull off running your own business, but
You
when
know,
you
I
do.
tried it about 8 years ago. I tried to run my own business. And, I really admire the people that do it because you really have to put a lot of your blood, sweat, and tears to make it work. I tried it. It didn't work out for me the way I would have liked it to. But, I admire the people that are willing to do that.
Right, and there's something noble about even failure, right? I mean, we're so afraid of failing in our culture sometimes, and I think we don't take the time to appreciate that trying to do something and failing actually is honorable.
Well, let's talk about some potential
Successes.
successes. Yeah, there you go. Potential successes. So what you got?
So, a couple of interesting businesses opening this week. One is the Southwest Salt Room. And this is a kind of an inexpensive spa environment that offers halotherapy or salt therapy.
Now, I have heard of salt therapy, and that's very interesting.
Right. So it actually dates from the middle of the 19th century in Germany and Eastern Europe. They noticed that salt miners tended to be resistant to some of the symptoms of things like asthma and other respiratory problems. The theory is that small particles of salt introduced into our airways releases fluid and soothes some of the abrasion and symptoms
In a way, internally sweats it out?
I guess there's sort of a good analogy. Yeah, so
Because I know when you use salt to cook on steaks, it sweats it out.
yeah, because salt draws fluid out,
That's
right?
right. Okay.
So the FDA has not verified any of these claims, and the American Lung Association looked into it and said that the claims have not been medically proven, but consulting with your doctor, maybe this is a way to feel better.
Okay. And there's the men's clothing store from Carlsbad.
Rugged Trade. This is actually the third location of a chain for what was once called the Phillips Cowboy Shop, and it started in Carlsbad in 1947. And their Las Cruces store, as well as their other two locations, have been rebranded as the Rugged Trade Shop. And they sell mostly working clothes. I mean, they sell work clothes. They sell scrubs, steel-toed boots, flame-resistant
Okay.
clothing. If you need clothes for work, they want to give you that. But also, they sell a lot of Western-themed casual wear, boots for casual wear, sunglasses, hats. It's just a wide variety of what you might a plethora of clothing for, geared mainly towards
Well, it
high-end.
sounds like very practical clothing.
Right, and they have a wonderful little shop. They're starting. It's actually on Valley, and of course, we all know the construction on Valley is being very hard on businesses. But they have this nice building. It's just north of the Sonic at the intersection with Picacho. It's near the tractor store as well.
Dog walking, it's a business.
Yeah, so this is something I looked into. This is a sort of Uber-style app-based service for linking people who have dogs to people who will walk your dog or board your dog or just check in on your dog if you're away. And you look at profiles of providers. It's sort of like Yelp or maybe an online dating service, but and they have a system of protocols in place so that you interview your dog sitter or your dog walker first and try to keep everybody's contact information confidential so that it's safe for everyone involved. But I spoke to several people for a cover story on our business tab about this service, and they seem pretty happy.
Forget about it. Back in the news.
So this is a very prominent pizza restaurant in Deming, and we started covering it in June because of some strange behavior on social media that was kind of upstaging what they do really well, which is food and marketing themselves to travelers on the interstate. It's been listed for sale in the past. It's up for sale again now. The asking price for Deming is a little high, $699,000. This pizza business can be yours. I don't know if they're pricing it to sell because they think that it's going to fetch that price or what, but it's on the market. So if you want to give it another try, Edmundo, to running a business, there's a pizza restaurant.
Well, I hear there's a lot of dough in pizza making.
Oh, dear.
There you go.
Oh, dear.
Real quickly, this you've got 20 seconds to talk about Valley Construction. The businesses there are... There were some articles that were released, and it looks like people are responding.
People are responding. I mean, the people are really trying to turn out and find ways to support the businesses that are reporting that during the construction, 20 to 80% of their business has been down.
Okay, Algernon, we'll talk next week.
Ciao.